Good evening. This is Shubhrashachi Bhattacharji with Regional News. One more Indian-flagged LPG tanker's Green Sunvi has crossed the war-affected Strait of Hormuz and is now en route to India carrying 46,650 metric tons of LPG cargo with 25 seafarers on board. Government sources say that Green Sunvi has become the seventh India-bound LPG tanker to cross the Strait of Hormuz since the West Asia conflict began. Meanwhile, the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry has said that the government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel and unnecessary booking of LPG. Arunachal's Rupa Bayor has created history by becoming the first Indian to reach World Taekwondo World Ranking No. 5. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulating Bayor said that it is not just a personal milestone but a proud moment for the entire nation. Her dedication, discipline and relentless hard work have set a new benchmark for Indian Taekwondo, the CM added. A search and rescue operation conducted today by the 12th Battalion of NDRF and the SDRF team Khonsa led to successful recovery of another missing individual, Laichat Wangpan, 25, from the Tisa River near Otungkhua village in Tirap district. The rescue operation was led by Inspector Prabir Mani of the NDRF and Assistant Sub-Inspector Yumto Pulong, in charge of the SDRF Regional Center, Khonsa. Earlier on 2nd April, in the initial search and rescue operation, one body identified as Wangthua Wangpan was recovered while the other missing person could not be traced. The 2nd April rescue operation was carried out by the SDRF Tirap team in coordination with the district administration, district disaster management authority, Khonsa, and locals from nearby villages. At least 5 houses were reduced to ashes in a devastating fire that broke out at around 12:15 a.m. today near the SP office in Dapurijo, Upper Subansiri district, which also caused extensive damage to properties. No human casualties, however, have been reported so far. The extent of the loss is yet to be assessed. Meanwhile, the colony secretary expressed concern over the difficulties faced by emergency responders during the operation. He stated that haphazard parking of vehicles along the road creates obstruction for smooth movement of fire tenders during the emergency. He urged vehicle owners to park responsibly to avoid traffic congestion and ensure unhindered access for emergency services in the future. Arunachal Photography Club President Dr. Radhe Natung, along with Vice President Takam Arun, called on Governor Lieutenant General retired Katie Pernak at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. During the meeting, they apprised the Governor of the club's ongoing initiatives and shared details about their upcoming photographic workshop cum exhibition, the platform which aims to provide a creative space for photographers to showcase their talent and perspectives. The governor suggested that the club should also focus on capturing and highlighting the developmental strides of Arunachal Pradesh. Showcasing these positive transformation would help build a sense of pride and optimism among the people while also enhancing awareness of the government's efforts, he said. Encouraging the club to expand its outreach, the governor advised its representatives to actively engage with students in schools and colleges to adopt photography as a hobby. The Arunachal Pradesh Football Association began its 3-day selection trials for the under-20 men's state team today at Rajiv Gandhi Stadium, Nahalagun. The trials from April 4 to 6 aims to scout top talent for the upcoming championships. Winter sports training and the Open National Sky Mountaineering Championship is set to begin at Tawang, Arunachal Pradesh from tomorrow and will continue till 14th April. The championship will be on 15th April. International Ski Mountaineering Federation, SKIMO India Federation and Department of Youth Affairs, GOAP, are collaborating to organize this event, marking a significant advancement for adventure sports in the region. ICAR National Research Center on Yak Dirang successfully conducted a Yak reintroduction program at Mechuga Block in Chiyomi District on Friday. The program aimed to promoting livestock-based livelihoods, enhancing ecotourism opportunities and conserving the traditional cultural heritage associated with yak rearing in the region. The program was held in collaboration with the Jomlomongku Mithun Farmers Federation and the Animal Husbandry Department. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.